This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. Cincinnati's always been a music town. You can enjoy almost any style of music any night of the week and attend dozens of large-scale music events throughout the year. But as any independent musician can tell you, as much as they love what they do, it's not an easy way to make a living, and there's no safety net, which is why well-known radio personality and musician Gary Burbank founded Play It Forward, an organization designed to provide support and assistance to local musicians when they need it. Gary Burbank, Jim Hunt, local attorney and Play It Forward president, and WGUC's Brian O'Donnell join us to discuss the mission and the work of the organization. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jim, Gary, and Brian, thanks for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us, Mark. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Gary, tell me about when you started Play It Forward, and what spurred you to start this organization in the first place.
I was drunk.
That sounds about right for you, yes.
No, we would meet Larry Goshorn, myself, Jim Hunt, and Bill White. Remember Bill White? I think he worked at one of the country station in town. And he, a musician himself and a songwriter. And Marco Sastry. We'd sit around and we kind of bridged this and thought about it a little bit, and we were trying to kind of put something together. But mostly it was just sitting around telling war stories. And then it got serious when someone was in need of a little help. So we, Jim can explain a little more about this. We decided to actually organize and name it something and really do it. And never thought that we'd actually get it done, but it took about a year of meeting before we actually got the 501c going and actually were able to start helping people.
Yeah, that's correct. We are a 501c3 corporation, which means any money that's donated to Play It Forward is tax deductable. And so we are.
And you said it right, too, when you said a safety net. And that's something that musicians really need. I mean, when you think of these guys playing, you know, on stage, you see them up there, they look kind of glamorous. And then you see them loading up everything in a 1992 Toyota pickup to take home, you know. And they are. They are devoted to their art, and it just doesn't pay well, and there is no safety net. I mean, I can't remember the last time that a nightclub owner said, "Oh, you want insurance?" No, it doesn't happen that way. And some of these guys, I mean, if you love your music and you love playing your music, it's something inside you that is very hard to get out and maybe go do that everyday job, but you're not able to play as much as you want to. And you become a slave to your art. I'm happy that people are like that, because we wouldn't have the quality of music we have without that.
So, Gary, it's not like the Dire Straits song Money for Nothing, where the guy playing on stage is a millionaire then, is it?
and many people, I mean, I think they know that, but I'm not sure they're really sure about it, that this guy, because he just looks just brilliant up there. And so he must, have a lot of money in the bank, but he does not. And we've been able to help a lot of people, and it's been very gratifying in that respect. But it also is something that I think we intended in the first place to be able to do. But it's gratifying that we're actually able to help some. We'd like to do more, of course. But you're only as good as what you have, your revenue. So we do, we put on shows and things like that to try to make some money for these guys, and the musicians always try to help out when they can. It's an effort, not just by the board at Play It Forward, but by the musicians themselves coming together and then raising money. And then, sure enough, I mean, we've had people that were a part of our board that suddenly ended up in dire straits. No pun intended, but if they were in dire straits, they'd have a lot of money. But no, I don't mean the group. I mean, they ended up needing money, and we were able to come to the rescue.
There are a lot
thinking about buying a cape.
There are a lot of musicians in our area who have, not to say they've never had a regular job, a 9-to-5 job, but it's probably been a long, long time. So there's not a company that's affording them an insurance policy. And they've been playing so long, 20, 30 years, 40 years sometimes, that it's insurance to take care of your own self is not top of mind. And that's, I think, what the real important part of Play It Forward is, that these gentlemen stepped forward and kind of brought it to being more of a top of mind issue.
Brian, how did you become involved with Play It Forward?
Just knowing Jim, knowing Gary and Marcos and Larry, and my love for what they have done all throughout the years.
Brian has been a big supporter of us, and we really appreciate that over the years. Brian, thank you.
I think Gary just mentioned too how much the local musicians are into this.
Yes,
not that they need the help, that they want to help, that they want to do whatever they can. It's been phenomenal that we're not talking about, you know, riff-raff musicians. We're talking about top-notch players here that jump at the chance to be involved in Play It Forward and some of the benefits.
No, I like to say that we're unique. There's no other charitable organization in the greater Cincinnati area that does what we do, the kind of help and the assistance that we give to local musicians. And I could go on for a while. I mean, and I can use some names here because they've agreed to it. But Larry Goshorn, we've helped Larry on several occasions. I recall a case with a young woman who needed a diagnostic procedure done to rule out cervical cancer, didn't have the money. We provided that money. Kelly Walker Red, when the house burned down, we were there. When her husband died, we were there. Randy Viller is one of the top local musicians and players, was unable to work for a number of months. We were there to help him. Just recently, Smokin' Joe Coas died, and there were some expenses and things we were able to step in and help with. So again, there's nobody
and
else.
There are
really
times when these are people too, Jim, that like we talked about, people that you see their names and you figure, well, their names are, you know, up there in lights and up there on billboards and things, so they should be able to. They have plenty of money, but they don't.
Right.
Not always. I mean, some people make it, and that's great. And at times, there are people who make it, and they turn around and they see those guys and they know that those musicians are every bit as good as they are. They just happen to get a break. One by name is Peter Frampton. Peter Frampton, when we went to him to help us out at one point for a gig at the Madison, he asked, what do you guys do? We told him, and he said, I'm there. And I think it's great when you have a musician that has actually beaten the odds, and somehow he is a part of the higher echelon as far as money goes, you know. And he's making money, he's doing great, but when you ask, they come back and help the guys that need their help.
But Gary, in most cases, there's no retirement plan, there's no medical coverage, is there? And Jim's saying,
No 401k.
Nightclub owners are, I think many of them are well-intentioned and would if they could, but let's face it, I mean, it doesn't pay a lot.
Jim, do you have an idea of how many independent musicians are working in the Cincinnati area at any given time? Is it hundreds? Is it thousands?
Well, it has to be hundreds, Mark, I would think. I haven't really done a headcount.
Thousands, probably.
Maybe close to thousands. I would agree.
Yeah, if you're covering the entire area, it probably is.
Yeah, I would think so. And again, you know,
if you include Bobby Mackey's place.
we have just... To let people know, we have two sources or two areas where you can contact us. We have a website. It's pifcincy.org.
Cincy with a Y.
With a Y, correct. And that'll tell you a little bit about the organization. It will also provide a copy of the application that needs to be filled out if you're looking for any assistance from us. The only qualifications that we have for assistance are that you derive at least 51% of your income from the, you know, playing music, and that you're in the local Cincinnati area. Those are the only two things, and then we decide on a case by case basis. The other thing is Facebook. We are on Facebook, and I have to say, in all honesty, the Facebook is probably a little more up to date than the website right now, so it'll tell you what's going on with us currently, and I can talk about that in a minute. But we do have a couple of events coming up. Thanks, Mark.
And you can also find a link to the Play It Forward website at WVXU.org. If you'd like to join our conversation about Play It Forward, the phone number is 513-419-7100. Gary, why is it so important to support local musicians?
I think it's, you know, when you see the solicitations that come to you in the mail or what, you know, give to the arts and things like that, that's all well and good. And if it's what you like, you should, because someone's got to you know, everything costs money. And so someone has to be there for that. But, like, what we're doing is, I think, a bit different from the standpoint. It's not, and I, as a kind of a joke, I would say when you give to the arts, it goes to someone in a cummerbund or a tutu. And that tends to be the way it is. But and they deserve it. They've worked
right,
hard.
No offense to those folks.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly. But also, when you look at the guy at the piano bar, you know, playing as you're having a drink, and you listen to what he's doing, and you're just astounded at how his talent. He doesn't quite get the benefits that if you're a member of the, you know, Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra or Northern Kentucky Symphony Orchestra. They don't quite get the benefits, you know, that you might be able to get otherwise. So I think I mislead you when I say insurance. We're not that. What we can do is, I used this before, but if you play guitar and you get done with a gig and you're loading everything back up and you slam the door in your fingers, we can't replace your fingers. We can't probably pay your medical. What we can do maybe is give you enough to cover your rent for 6 months or something like that. Something that you need, and at this point in time, that's what we're capable of doing. I wish we could do more. And maybe someday we will. We want to bring, I think we'd like to have you see, you know, what these people are all about and see the talent that is in this city. I came here from Memphis, and I had a bit of a chip on my shoulder. I'd played with some, you know, really big groups and things. And I sat down and I watched the Bluebirds and bands like that, and they're every bit as good, in fact, better. Than most I've heard in that music town. This is a music town, too, and I think people don't really know that. Or if they do, they don't really appreciate it the way they maybe that they could if they went out and saw some live music.
Brian, do you see Play It Forward as supporting the cultural economy of Cincinnati?
Well, certainly it all comes around in that respect, I think, because it's, as we were talking about, the musicians supporting Play It Forward, and Play It Forward in turn supporting musicians. It's a circular adventure, and I think everybody's on everybody else's coattails for the betterment. Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. They do play a big part in the community's economy, and it's important to support them, I guess, in Play It Forward's perspective. So what kind of support is Play It Forward getting from the community, Jim?
We're getting some support. We could always use a lot more, I guess, is maybe my polite way of saying it. Certainly, as Gary and Brian have both indicated, the local musicians have been fantastic as far as volunteering their time and helping us and putting on shows and things like that. And I will say that, you know, for instance, the benefits we recently did for Larry Goshore when the community came out in big numbers, mm-hmm. and really helped a lot with his situation medically. So, you know, we do get support locally, but, you know, it's like anything else. We could use more. You know, we've made a substantial part of our income from putting on events, but we also take donations, and we do, you know, get donations from time to time. You can do that online. You can do it through PayPal. It can be done, you know, in conjunction with, you know, a guy like Larry Goshorn or just directly to us, however you want to do it.
And again, so, there's a link on the WVXU.org website to link right to Play It Forward to do just that.
Right.
And there is a, beautiful, beautiful state-of-the-art theater over at St. Xavier High School with a benefit coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we, over the last year or so, we've done some things where we've kind of partnered up with other organizations. For instance, we co-sponsored the Michael Bainey Scholarship Fund golf outing last year with his brother Mark. We are teaming up with St. Xavier High School. And on February the 7th this year at the Walter C. Dye Performance Center, there's going to be a show featuring two very good local and young bands. One is called Gem City. It's been described as a hot young horn band. They played at the Rochester Jazz Festival, the Exit Zero Festival at Cape May, and I think I think it's called the Dayton Revival. Excellent band, young guys. And there's also an opening act called Prestige Greece. Again, it's February 7th at St. Xavier High School. It's $14 admission, $8 for St. X students. And we really appreciate the people at St. X for partnering up with us on this and being as generous as they're being in terms of what we're looking at here. So it should be an excellent
and
show.
And these musicians, I mean, these young guys that have looked up and seen what we're doing, it is so gratifying that they have. I mean, because if you're 22 years old, you're invincible and you're bulletproof.
You betcha.
That's right. You don't need retirement or health care. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah. But they see where some of the people, their heroes, you know, like the Goshorns, they see them in need, you know, or maybe, you know, I won't say they're in need, somewhere. Well, there are times, yes. And so they're on stage, man, they're playing, they're working with Playing Forward, and it's just very gratifying.
Gary, what kind of impact do you think Playing Forward is having so far?
But, you know, I'd like for it to have an impact like music had on, say, Austin, Texas. So we're not there yet. But I think people are more aware that this guy playing up there is his talent, his art is something to behold. And maybe if we just get through to as many as we can, many people as we can, let them know that there is live music in town. And it's great to go out and sit and listen, and just marvel at the talent that some of that's in this city. I mean, we go back to King Records and James Brown, just to name one. But there's so many great artists that came out of this city and recorded in this city, and we have a heritage. And I'd love to see Cincinnati recognize that heritage. In my opinion right now, it doesn't. Brian, do you kind of agree with that?
Oh, by all means, yeah. Yeah.
You know, the Twist was originated in Cincinnati with Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. They recorded that at King, I mean, at least a year before Dick Clark and Chubby Checker picked up on it. I mean, Gary's absolutely right.
We haven't lived that down yet.
But, I mean, we have Yuka King and what's the other one on...
Studio?
Yeah.
The one downtown.
Yeah, the one downtown. I can't think of it.
It's where the country guys are.
Well, right. Yeah, anyway, we do have
I call it
heritage.
The one downtown.
The one downtown.
Hey, Gary, is Cincinnati a city that draws musicians from other cities, or is most of the talent homegrown nowadays?
No, I think most musicians in Cincinnati right now, I've seen quite a few friends of mine head to Austin, Texas, or head to some city like Memphis that they are New Orleans, where it's more musical friendly. To be honest with you, I'd like to say yes, but no, I haven't seen much of that at all.
Hey, Gary, we got about 30 seconds left. Gary, do you think that Play It Forward can be a model for other types of organizations when it comes to serving groups like musicians and other types of performers who may not have an adequate safety net?
I think there are more organizations like us growing in cities now. I think we were one of the first locally type organizations, local organizations.
Yeah, we have been contacted.
Yeah, there are more and more that are happening right now, which is great.
Yeah. Gary, Jim, and Brian, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark, for having us.
Appreciate it. Really do.
Play It Forward founder Gary Burbank, Play It Forward president Jim Hunt, and WGUC's Brian O'Donnell.